job it was prior.
So this is an example of their workforce housing unit. It's the Chesterfield model. So their market rate right now is $240,000. Okay. Current status of housing. The Department of Land Use has stopped issuing building permits for the for Darley Green. Like I said, the original agreement was written based on a plan submitted showing 1,226 units. A re-subdivision plan was approved by Land Use, changing the total units to 950. When Land Use did the recalculation based on the new numbers, it was determined that Darley Green has passed their first benchmark. So a path forward will be determined by the Department of Land Use. There is currently one pending sale for a workforce housing unit scheduled to go to closing in October.
Okay, questions? And quite honestly, I don't want to turn this into a land use meeting, so let's keep it to the projects at hand. Yes, Mr. Bell.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Stephanie, I guess I'm looking at some of the comments on a few of the projects, and several of these projects are in the southern part of Newcastle County, mm-hmm. in my district, and mm-hmm. It appears that the sales staff for the homes, mm-hmm. It appears that maybe they're not totally aware or informed of certain qualifications and the workforce housing program. And I'm reading things, you know, the Ponds of Odessa and Robinson mm-hmm. Preserve, Robinson Farm, mm-hmm. where we're having to explain the program to the sales office and the qualification, the process of qualification wasn't followed at Ponds of Odessa. So, I mean, is it...
It was High Hook Farms. I'm sorry.
No, I guess the question is that should there be a more established mm-hmm. education information program to have these developers mm-hmm. and their sales office fully understand what workforce housing is and what they're offering and how they go about it? Because if you've got folks that aren't explaining it right, or they're not following mm-hmm. practices, or they don't even know what workforce housing is, mm-hmm. then that defeats the purpose of trying to be an effective program.
I agree. And I believe that they know what the program is. they're having, what I found out, you know, after going, because I go to almost every settlement that these, you know, the workforce housing purchasing. So I was finding out at settlement, yes, that they weren't very clear about the 15-year deed restriction. They were requiring them to sign an addendum during the, you know, sales agreement signature. And, you know, you sign so many pieces of paper there. So they were kind of letting them know, but kind of was saying, contact our department. Some of the times they weren't even letting my department know about a sale until the house was pretty much already built. And so that by that time, you know, is someone really going to back out on a house that's already almost done and they're supposed to go to settlement on it? So we did change our procedure on that. I've created a buyer's acknowledgement form that now has to be signed at the beginning at the sales agreement, that basically they are acknowledging that they are aware of the 15-year deed restriction, mm-hmm. but they're also aware of all the forms that they have to, you know, even housing counseling. Sometimes people weren't even sure that they had, didn't even know that they had to do the housing counseling. So now I'm making sure at the time they sign their sales agreement that they are also signing a buyer's acknowledgement form through the department and that they are aware of everything. We're giving them a copy of the buyer's agreement that gets signed at settlement. We're giving that to them at the beginning of the process. So we have made changes to make sure that that does not happen.
Thank you. That's very clear. Any further questions, Mr. Weiner, and then Mr. Hollins?
Yes. Concerning workforce housing at the Claymont project, just like clarification from George, I see he's here, mm-hmm. as to how that would change with the plan that's been submitted.
Just introduce.
Land Use Department. The current plan has 877 units on the record plan. That's the amount of units that they can currently build.
So it went from 1226 to 940.
950.
950, and now it's down to
877.
877.
And we think that's probably near the floor. There's some discussion about 857 might be the right number or 877 might be the right number, but we're trying to work on that. We're trying to now take a look at that in relationship to a deed restriction that you all entered into with them, and trying to make sure that all those pieces of those puzzles fit together. They don't quite fit perfectly. We have had meetings in the executive office with the district council person as well, Mr. Pertiak, and we have engaged a professional to evaluate these things. We have a draft report back currently that we're pouring over, trying to understand it, and we'll be sitting down. We have continued to have meetings with the developer along the way and trying to sit down and figure out what is the best, what works best, how do we make any changes, do we not make any changes, how do we make sure we honor the spirit that this document was kept in, and obviously if it's going to be changed, it will have to come back through legislative process through you all as well.
Okay. Mr. Hollins?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Stephanie, I like the idea of removing low and moderate and using the 80% and 100% AMI. I know this is still in a lot of your presentation.
Yeah, some of them, I tried to find them all, but...
But I think it's sort of misleading when you realize that most of these developments, the market rate is lower than what is allowed at 120%. So when you say 120% of AMI, that means that a person can qualify for a mortgage of $375,000. So I think when you start calling that low and moderate, or even at the low, at the 80% or lower, it's still up to $234,000. So you're not talking about low-income people or even moderate-income people in Newcastle County, because if you look at the incomes in Newcastle County and how many people in Newcastle County can actually afford a $375,000 house, it's certainly not the majority of the people in Newcastle County. So I think when you say that, it gives the impression that you're doing some special favor for another class of people, when in fact, you're talking about the upper end of moderate income Newcastle County residents. So I think when we continue to identify it as low income or moderate income even, we're really talking about working class people at the high end of the income level in Newcastle County. So I think we need to make that adjustment, because the biggest problem with workforce housing is the fact that we did allow for that to go forward at a time when the incomes were different, the housing rates were different, and now the people that are still building these houses are still building houses that most people in Newcastle County can't afford. And we're calling it moderate income and low income. And quite frankly, most people who live and work here can't afford these houses, can't afford the workforce allowable amount in the first place. So even when you look at Darlet Green, when you say a house is selling there for, even look at Bayberry North, even the rents that are being paid there at $1,800 a month, and under the workforce housing, you can charge these people $2,200 a month. So that just shows that the workforce housing legislation is way above what the average income people in Newcastle County can afford, but the way we describe it, it makes people feel that, well, these are some lower class, if you will, for lack of a better terminology, when we use those kind of terminologies.
I agree. And also, when someone, you know, at like, say for instance, High Hook Farms, where they're only moderate, which is 120% AMI, someone will say, well, if I can purchase the house for this, you know, if I can qualify and purchase it without the deed restriction, you know, why would I agree to the deed restriction if I can pay for it at market rate? So, you know, High Hook Farms and other of the developments, they offer these incentives to the people. Like, we'll give you settlement help, or if you put this much down, It will make your interest rate lower, so we'll pay that for you. Or when they come and they're picking out their flooring and their cabinets and their kitchen, you know, if they want the finished basement, you know, High Hope Farms will say, oh, well, we'll give you the finished basement for free. It's an incentive because you're agreeing to this deed restriction that you will live there for 15 years. Quite frankly, High Hope Farms had to change the way they were advertising it because everybody just wanted to buy workforce housing properties because they were able to get these extra incentives.
Yes. Mr. Smiley?
I just want to make a comment to Councilman Holland. I would like to take this presentation and show it, only have it overlaid with the land use comments back during the discussions of workforce housing. And
right.
Really show those people the book how ridiculous the future has made them look.
Sitting at the Civic Umbrella meetings with Mr. Maholland, he even one time...
Oh, I wasn't even thinking of it.
Well, he even said, and I was like, oh my gosh, I wish I had this on record. He said, I would probably qualify for this program. And I'm like, you would qualify for this program. But the fact that he finally admitted it, that was something. So.
Any, Mr. Powers?
Just something, and when you said it, I don't think you're meaning to do it. We said in Middletown, and Bayberry and all them are 6 to 8 miles away from Middletown. Towns End, every one of them are 5 to 6 miles. Towns End, you know, it's kind of different. They are towns. And
right, I
if Towns End's mailing address is the largest in the state. It runs from Odessa all the way down to the Kent County line. So you can't say that's in the town limits. And it's how you're presenting it, it's like it's part of it.
Yeah.
Anything else for Ms. Rizzo before we move on to the next grant presentation? Thank you very much. Wait, Mr. Hagerty, do you have anything? Hold on.
I just want to have everybody, the council's attention on Darley Green. We are trying to put together some middle ground for everyone that, again, meets the intent and the purpose of it. There is a question in the deed restrictions about being stopped. Being stopped means you're being stopped. Now, they're building out permits that they have, but there is a clause that we can kind of look and evaluate two different ways. It means you're stopped, or we can allow you to move forward a little bit while we finish working out the agreement. It was the department's intention to try to give them a little bit more room to continue to maneuver and to continue construction, so we're not in construction for the next 10 years, while we try to work middle ground, and the developer has agreed to participate in that discussion. I think it took us getting him stopped first to get him to the table to have that conversation. So I just wanted to say to the council folks, because it's your ordinance that we're trying to, your deed restriction, we're trying to preserve and protect and honor, and we're trying to do that in a way where the target has moved a little bit. The picture's not exactly as it was when it was first done, and we're going to get you a cleaner, clearer picture, and we're going to try to do that, accommodating a little bit, but, you know, accommodating, facilitating, and requiring all at the same time. So, unless I hear any particular objections from anyone, but that's the direction we're going to go with.
Mr. Hagerty, when you are ready to present, would you talk to our chairs of land use and get that on the agenda then? Thank
yes.
you. And Ms. Rizzo, do you mind making this available in terms of electronically for members of council? They might like to have that.
Yeah.
So, okay. Mm-hmm. All right, let's move on to the Partnership to Improve Community Health.
Your hands up.
I think there are.
Thank you. I'm Jane Rattani with the Department of Community Services, and I'm here to present on Partnerships to Improve Community Health Grant. As you all know, Newcastle County has offered healthy lifestyle options to individuals, youth, and families through sports, recreation, and special programs for over 40 years. Live Healthy Newcastle County was developed a few years ago to actively promote these opportunities and to provide new opportunities to ensure residents have access to healthy eating and active living. We have expanded through special events in our parks, expanded these opportunities through the Farmers Market program, as well as through new programs such as the Partnership to Improve Community Health. Partnerships to Improve Community Health Awards are part of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services initiative to improve the health of Americans by collaborating with communities that support wellness. Funding for the initiative is provided actually by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and through Nemours is bringing $1.8 million to Delaware over a three-year period. So we are ending year one September 30th, 2015. Nemours received the award to support collaboration among community coalition partners. The partners' goals are in three areas: creation of healthy corner stores, increasing access to farmers market, and also revitalizing public space and parks. The Department of Community Services was selected as a coalition partner for the Pitch Award to revitalize parks and public spaces in order to increase their use. Through the Pitch Grant, the funds have been dedicated to revitalizing parks and public spaces at Surrette, Rose Hill, and Oakmont Parks, and by expanding community gardens at Simons Gardens and Garfield Park. Year one, as I mentioned, is ending September 30th, and we were awarded $37,000 to work within these parks. Unfortunately, as you heard earlier when we discussed the ordinance, year two grant award is being decreased by 40% by the CDC and Nemours. This decrease will impact the work done in the two community gardens along with programming within the Tri-Park area. The Pitch Grant supports surveying of the three communities and neighborhoods of Dunleith, Rose Hill, and Oakmont. We're using this information to target improvements in the parks within these three neighborhoods, and looking for feedback from the community about what types of programs the residents will support and participate in. 210 surveys have been completed actually as of Friday, and they will be analyzed through Nemours, and we will get their feedback from the residents. They were asked questions such as, how often do you use the park? Who uses the park? Individuals, families, youth, how safe they feel in the parks, and are they interested in other types of programs such as community gardens or perhaps participating in a Friends of the Park group. So we've received a lot of positive impact from children, ages 8, 9, 10 to seniors. Through the Pitch program, we're also working with these three neighborhoods to build ownership and increase use of the parks within the communities, specifically for physical activity. We've worked with the communities to design new logos and branding for their communities, and we're working to establish, as I mentioned, the Friends of the Parks groups. We've also been working to establish new partnerships and expand existing ones. One that we're really proud of this year was with the City of Wilmington. They expanded the summer food program within five county parks along the Route 9 corridor, and it was extremely successful. We're waiting on a program summer year end report, but the city has promised that they will be back next year. We further have engaged community members at the farmers market at Garfield Park. As you all are aware, we've supported this new farmers market through USDA funding, and with the intent that it is actually for the Route 9 corridor, we have placed it at Garfield Park, but the final home will be on the at the library on Newcastle Avenue. So we have, in order to further engage the community in regard to opportunities for healthy eating and active living, we've partnered with the UD Cooperative Extension Service to bring nutrition education, food demonstrations, and working with the produce and food vendors on seasonal foods and how to prepare those, and also even doing some taste testings. In year one, the department worked through the PITCH grant to establish community-supported vegetable gardens to reestablish the community gardens at Simons and Garfield Park. We've enlisted the assistance of local residents as well as the Delaware Center for Horticulture to cultivate the gardens, plant the seasonal vegetables, and provide instructions and sustainability plans for the community gardens. The Delaware Center for Horticulture is working with children. This summer, they began working with children and also trying to work with the summer food programs, as well as with adults and seniors in these areas. Unfortunately, this will be one area that is impacted by the decrease of the PITCH program for year two. Furthering the goal of increasing physical fitness and community engagement in the three parks of Surrette, Rose Hill, and Oakmont, and with the support of the county executive, the department worked with special services to develop a capital project to further rehabilitate these three parks. The funds for the project were made available July 1, thanks to County Council, and the funds will rehabilitate the existing features in these parks, redesign the circulation routes, both for pedestrians and vehicles, add walking trails which connect all three parks through a trail loop, construction of a new pavilion, and provide overall beautification and landscaping and new signage. This is a draft design of the proposed park improvement, creating walking loops, improving the landscape, and adding the pavilion. The red lines actually are the existing sidewalks, and the other colors are the proposed walking trails and loops. The walking trails, loops, and other improvements will not only increase physical fitness, but it also creates connectivity, and which is we have heard is lacking now from many of the residents in Oakmont aren't aware of the amenities that are offered in Dunleith and vice versa. So we're really hoping that the looping trail system will improve community engagement and improve access to the many features and amenities offered throughout. Once the community surveys are analyzed, we hope to have them back within 30 to 60 days. We will meet again with the community and discuss those responses to the surveys and work with them to ensure that we're all on the same page. We have presented this draft to residents early in the process of the PITCH program. I think it was actually about it, I want to say in the late winter. And so we have been conducting special events in the three parks. We're calling them Love Our Park events. And so we have been displaying this model and getting comments back from users in the parks as well as from the surveys. So in summary, of course, we as a department are happy to represent Newcastle County in this effort to improve community health and also to assist in the improvements of the park.
Thank you very much. Are there any questions? Councilman Weiner.
Yes.
Just a commendation for walkable and bikeable parks, interconnectivity, healthy lifestyles, and connecting where people live, shop, work, and so on. George.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you very much, Jane. Our next point on the agenda is community and special events at Glasgow Park. Councilman Tackett, are you up on this? Is this a Tackett production or a Jim production? All right.
You done?
Mr. Boyle, you're up. Let's see what's going on at Glasgow Park.
Yes, well, we just wanted to, you know, show everybody here the value that community services does. It's just not, you know, showing up here dressed nicely and giving us great presentations. They're out there working hard, and even though we have a lot of pictures in the mulching of the park, Sophia in her high heels, now we kind of jokingly quip whenever we do an event, what high heels is Sophia going to wear to this? But we did put together a little slideshow that we wanted to try and show and just share with everybody exactly what is going on and what they're doing out there for us.
Okay.
Okay, and as you said, it's as you can see from some history, looks like this the family event and activity home, and so just give you background: 300-piece county park located intersection 896 and 40, full of amenities for everybody to enjoy, playgrounds, area features, very activities for ages 2 to 12. Somewhere ADA accessible, state-of-the-art skate park includes rail, steps, half pipes for fun and fitness. Park parks include separate areas for small and large dogs. Other amenities include a 2.7-mile paved walking path, basketball, tennis courts, and 4 pavilions. Again, the home of special events. We've had various events there, such as National Night Out, Sleeping Under the Stars, Dancing in the Park. We've also brought new amenities in, more activities rather than events, which is the Bark Park and the Farmer's Market. Just give you an idea, make it very quick. Okay. This is a recent National Night Out, or combination night. It's the last two years we've had the National Night Out at the park. Various vendors, sponsors, and of course the helicopters, the horses, and we get to show off our public safety. Recent Dancing in the Park, very successful. Myself, I was just going past it. There was no way I was going to get in there because the traffic was too too backed up.
They accommodated for 5,000 people for this event, and about 10,000 showed up.
Wow. Okay.
Okay, now I'll just give you an idea of how much we should have this.
Oh, this
ugly happening
part. Oh, this
is very. This is
what our police do when they're
on.
Oh,
this
is
what our police do when they're
on. Get that.
Looks like you're going rubber-dubber.
Community
kids loved it.
That's excellent. And in the interest of full disclosure, that's the 5th District Community Policing Officer Harry Sorrells, and no, you can't have him. Okay. Thank you. Oh, you've got more? All right. Keep it moving.
Emergency Preparedness Day, that was a couple years ago where we showed off various equipment that we have for public safety, and other agencies were also included, which included the Red Cross and even some of the private sector sponsors, including Walmart. Sleeping Under the Stars.
Including what?
Walmart.
Oh, they'd like
them. Hey.
The county executive must have been in China when that happened.
I believe there was another county executive. Sleeping Under the Stars, various pictures from Sleeping Under the Stars. It's been a very popular event going in various parks. This one also Rockwood and Carousel Farms. Okay, this is the recent holiday tree lighting. This is one of the few times we could show off, I guess, our wagons with the police.
That was a debut.
Yes. Steel wheels. Oh.
This is the community day. Mr. Tackett and I got a little soaked that day, but we did open up the new skate park that day. And we had an Easter egg hunt. And of course, we're talking about the farmer's market. As you can see up in the right hand corner, one of our own is also a vendor.
You put his good shirt on for that picture.
This is the Bark Park when we opened it recently. Very successful, and it was part of it too. They had just vaccinations for the various animals.
And that's my dog in the top left.
Again, the skate park opened it up that day. And you can discuss what's next.
Thank you. Very good. Any comments from community services before we move on? Okay.
We just look forward. Sophia Hansen, General Manager of Department of Community Services. Councilmember Tackett's just been very involved in helping us bring programs and new ideas. And we have a new fishing event coming up, Father's Son Fishing Event. We just look forward to continuing to work with you.
Okay, anything under other? Yes, Mr. Cartier.
No, just to talk about the last part. I know it's just a spectacular success, and I think the investment that we've made there has been absolutely wonderful, and I know the public really subscribes and use all the members in the park. Just wondering, have we had any issues with vandalism or any, you know, safety issues?
Sophia Hansen, General Manager, Department of Community Services. Special Services actually gets those reports, but our department gets emails when there's issues throughout the county, because people always think it's our department. And I've received a lot of complaints. I haven't received anything from Glasgow.
It's very minimal. We thought, you know, we were really apprehensive when the skate park went in about potential liabilities and gangs showing up and trying to take over, and it really became a spot other, you know, than probably two emails we got. One grandmother was a little offended. She thought her grand's, you know, child got pushed a little bit or something. But other than that, it turned into a place where the older kids came and shepherded, you know, the younger kids and would show them how to do stuff. And it's not, other than a little bit of theft that goes on where somebody shoots in and they go for a walk and they leave their briefcase or something in the back and come back to find it gone, that type of thing is just going to be inevitable out there. But nope, there's been very little vandalism, any destruction, any turfing, and no gangs or graffiti.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes, I just want to say I frequent the Glasgow Park. My daughter and son-in-law run a gazebo reenactment society, and they do jousting on Sundays. I know it gets a lot of observers, and it seems to be very popular both with the users and the people that watch it.
Okay, Mr. Powers.
Just want to say it's especially used to be out across the river.
Mm-hmm.
Just a few words down, but there's a lot of constituents of mine who's in the park. It's a well-used park. We've got a lot of us as constituents in that area.
Even Maryland, sometimes.
There's a lot of them in the past.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Thanks, Dave, for bringing that to our attention. And moving on to other, anything under other? Anything under public comment?
Motion adjourned.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay, back here at 4 in 5 minutes.
5 minutes.